meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and world-class wuss, everybody.
Leanne
Tweeden is our guest tonight.
I knew about lighting farts, too. Thanks to Adam Carolla.
Yeah,
he claims tonight to have suddenly, a lapse of memory, amnesia. Just, you got hit over the head with a coconut and thought you were Marianne. I don't get it.
And he's wearing gray, color.
Best damn sports show, period, is her show. And, Drew,
Yeah. Let
me just say this.
Yeah.
You know I have a type, physically.
Mm.
Everybody does.
Yes.
And once in a while, we get some blonde who looks like she put her makeup on with her bad hand while she was going over a speed bump drunk in her car. And I leave you alone.
I see. You're right.
To talk to that blonde, the crazy blonde, the crazed eyed blondes that Drew likes. But I like a darker-skinned woman.
Bonesy.
A little more of an exotic look, like Leanne over here. And I got Drew over here, who's basically the fly in my ointment.
I thought you liked to impress people with your skill.
Certainly
you've impressed me many a time with the mushroom clouds that you generate. I beg your pardon. I mean the...
Drew, just please.
He was trying to let you
go. Shut Drew's mic off. Shut it off. I've heard enough already. Leanne is, let's talk about Leanne for a second. Best damn sports show, period, which, let me give you my impression of that show. I don't know if it's on season three, two, it's been a couple of years.
A couple years already.
It started off a little shaky. People, I hang around with a bunch of sports guys, they're like, I don't know. And
it's going.
People are warming up on it.
People either love it or hate it still, though.
Mm, really?
Yeah. But they watch it still. It's like a train wreck. Even if they hate it, they're like, I hate Tom, I hate...
Sports guys are like old Jews, except for instead of complaining about food, they complain about sports.
Mm-hmm.
And commentators.
You've never heard, 29-year-old guys complain so much.
Right,
this guy doesn't know. He said Shaq's big toe was... I heard him the other day. Can you believe... Did you guys read... he's asking me, too. Did you read McKinsky's column? Did you read his column on Saberhagen? And I'm like, I don't even know who you're talking about, you idiots. And there are all these fantasy football leagues, which I always call fairy tale football, and it makes them angry. It's fantasy football. It's not fairy tale. But you've never seen guys more serious about something they're not even involved in, and they're basically just watch as a pastime.
Guys all have an opinion.
I know, but they're
and sports
they get crazy
is half
with
of guys'
sports.
Lives, most of guys, anyways.
Yeah.
Here's the ironic thing. The guys who can play sports have no opinion of it and aren't so interested.
Well, because they're more athletic than anything.
They're actually doing it, and the less skilled the guy is on the field, the court, or the diamond, the more he has an encyclopedic knowledge of sports, mm-hmm. and the more passionately he argues.
That's probably because he was actually going to school through college.
Mm. Mm. I think Jimmy is sort of the essential guy along those lines, right?
Him, his cousin Sal, all the guys I work with.
Yeah.
Right. But you show me a black dude over 6'5", I'll show you a guy who knows nothing about sports, but he can just dominate in every one of them.
Yeah.
It's interesting how the better you are at something, the less you know about
the
history and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
All right. So,
they love to gossip on our show, too.
The guys.
Of course. Tawny Catane's beating up her husband in the car with her shoe.
Yeah,
I don't know. They love all that kind of stuff.
And then Leanne gets a little grief and has got some grief about being an ex-model and being attractive and being involved with sports.
I do?
Yeah, don't you? Haven't you?
Why would I have grief?
I mean, don't
those
people...
Those guys give you
grief. Of course. But you know what? It's like Mom said, if they never gave you grief, then they really don't care about you, so...
Yeah.
You know.
At least
they just love to give me a hard time, but you know what? I bounce back and I respond pretty well and I don't take it personally and I have fun with them and just give it right back. So I'm kind of like a guy.
The whole hot chick and sports thing is it's a great mixture. I don't see what the deal is.
You're talking about Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney? Well, just in general. That people.
Well, what's your opinion? That's what I want to know. What do you think about women in sports? I mean, do you want to watch Sunday football with your girlfriend? Or your wife?
No. But no. But I don't want to do anything with them.
You'd want to see Leanne commentating, though, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, listen, I mean, you watch a fight, you see a couple guys beating on each other for a while, and then there's a break, and the ring girl comes out, she's wearing a bikini, and it's nice.
Okay, let's not mistake it. I'm not the girl in the bikini.
No, you're not her, but you don't got some fat guy wearing Dockers coming out in the middle of each round. We want to see something.
But do you care about what we say?
No.
All right. There's some guys that do care about what we say.
I don't care about what the guys say either, though. Because all the guys are is a bunch of guys with bad comb-overs in their 50s arguing.
Think of the guys she has to contend with.
Right.
We want to do something special on your wedding night. Have you ever licked his butt?
That's Tom. Yeah. Tom's one of my favorite guests in the show, as a matter of fact.
You know, Tom's, he's actually a really good sport. I adore him to death. I first thought, oh, gosh, I got to work with this Tom Arnold guy because really, I can't sit there and watch him like do this the whole time in his whole ADD thing. and he never stands still and he's like a tick. Right. But he's actually really nice and he wants to make the show better, and he wants to be funny, and he's always there, and he's always, you know, kind of helping everybody along. So it's hard not to like him once you get to know him.
Yeah.
He's always very up. And
it's true. You do want...
Right? Isn't it true? At first, you're like, oh, he's kind of annoying, but you really like him.
I want to hate Tom Arnold, right. And I believe that everyone wants to hate Tom Arnold.
Yeah, but you know what? He's so self-deprecating, you
like
gotta
him.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, I married a fat chick, and I got a lot of money from it, so what? I mean, you know, that's what he says all the time. And you're like, okay, that's kind of funny if he makes fun of himself. He knows it.
That's what his wife...
I mean, he's not going to run away from
it. His wife's saying that now, by the way. Well, don't replace chick with dude. And
his current wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good time.
Come on, they just got married. They're basically still in the honeymoon state.
Oh, man.
Let's try to give him some time.
He has a pattern. His mom left when he was 4, I believe.
Wow.
And now he's never been in a relationship longer than 4 years.
Okay,
he leaves at 4 years every time.
Do you see how Drew just took off on that?
And this is the first time he's gone long. He wrote about it in his book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the back cover of his book that's coming. You want his book signing thing?
Yeah, right. I haven't actually read it yet. So
it's very funny.
Do you think he's only going to be with Shelby another 3.5 years?
No, he's made it apparently like some period of time already.
They've only been married recently.
But
are you just saying the whole period of time together?
Yeah, he's already passed some of
these. He's passed 4 years with Shelby?
I think that's
right. What are you doing reading Tom Arnold's book?
He asked me to read it. It's very good.
Hey, I like your mic cover. I just noticed that.
My mic cover?
Your crown royal.
Your purple bag.
Oh, the base there. Yeah.
Right. It actually looks like it's been through hell and back.
hasn't seen too many jokes, but a lot of tears and a lot of heartache. Thomas?
Hey, that's me.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I just have to say, Adam, Dr. Drew, I've loved you guys since I saw you on MTV in junior high.
Great.
Junior high.
I pretty much worship everything you guys say.
Great.
All right,
Thank you.
Here we go. Now it's your turn.
I have, on average, about 4 wet dreams a week, and I was just wondering, I hate waking up to the mess, and I was wondering if you guys had any ideas of what I could do to either maybe not have them or... to stop the mess.
Yeah, they got those pans you put in your driveway when you have a transmission leak so it doesn't screw up the asphalt.
Well, and you always have the idea of putting the hole in the middle of the bed, you can hose stuff down.
I think beds should have a drain in there.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Dr. Drew, when
is
should
that
you
normal?
Stop? Well, no. I mean, I read one place that guys have wet dreams if they...
don't masturbate enough.
If they don't, yes, they need to,
their body,
testicles need to release the old sperm, correct?
God releases it for you help him along. That's right.
So
it builds in the seminal receptacles, and then it has to be released. It has to be.
And it's a healthy thing, right?
It's healthy to help. Thomas, why aren't you masturbating?
You're 19, dude.
God's giving him a handy.
That's the point.
4 days a week.
God's got other things to concern himself with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what about God and my penis, huh? He's become your bitch now? How dare you?
Is it Rosie your friend?
Oh,
no.
Rosie.
No.
Are you kidding? Rosie is callousy now.
Poor girl.
Scruffy.
No, hold on a second. I beat off like I'm cracking a safe. I don't palm the ball. I'll give you a sports thing. You know,
when tips.
You're pulling a ball out of your mitt and trying to turn the double play. You don't throw it with the ball in the palm of your hand.
Right.
It's at the fingers.
That's
it's
right.
The sensation and the feeling.
That's right.
Well, that's the skills.
Right.
Especially you've had some. You know, you're practicing all the time.
Hold on a second. Bruce, seriously.
Yeah, I'll be quiet.
What's going on with you? Did you get a full night's sleep?
Drink
some coffee.
You get laid.
What is going on?
You seem vulnerable tonight.
Just relax.
Especially joyous occasion.
He's being cranky.
He's throwing my cadence off because normally he doesn't talk during the show. I mean, not while the mics are hot. He gets all his talking during the commercials.
Maybe I'm bringing it out in him.
No, it's
he's definitely attracted to you.
No,
I don't want to embarrass him, but he's definitely attracted to you because he rarely sits up. He rarely shows any interest in the show. He doesn't have much interest in the guests. He sort of leans back, and I'm confused because while you're very attractive, you're not Drew's type. So this is interesting.
He
to
likes
me.
That. Blonde.
He likes
with the, put on,
with the clown makeup.
Crazy put on her blonde. Makeup with her left hand. Right. Okay.
His eyes spin around like a slot machine. Oh. Drew masturbated to Thomas the Tank Engine once. True.
Well, it's just, come on. This is a tit for tat thing that you're saying here, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm taking after you a little bit. Now you got to come after me. So.
No, I'm saying Leanne is very attractive. You seem energized tonight. It could be one of many.
That's not a bad
many contributing
thing,
though, is it? Things. It's not a bad thing. It's just, it's curious, and it's a distraction. Mm. I miss the old Drew, who just wanted to get his paycheck and look at his beeper all night.
Do you have a two-way, or do you have a beep?
Two-way.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Can we take that thing away from him while we're in here?
And why are you all dolled up, by the way?
I don't know. I wanted to look nice for you guys. No, that had nothing to do with it. I just wanted to make a good impression.
Really?
I know it's radio, but...
Really? Nice.
Do you want me to come in with no makeup on my sweatpants? Hey, put that thing down.
You're just distracting Drew. Could you dump some acid on your face?
Hey,
but
can we get back to why he's not masturbating, please?
Where was
we gotta help this kid.
Line two here, Drew?
Thomas.
Yep.
All right. So 4 times a week, a wet dream.
That's about average, yeah.
That sounds sort of physiologically and mathematically impossible.
No, not if he's not masturbating.
Yeah, but 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm. And he's 19. Does age matter?
He's 19. That's about when you're peeking out with that. If you weren't masturbating, think about it.
Yeah, but I got off 3 times already this week.
That's the point.
No,
How often were you doing it when you were 19?
Oh. You know what?
How many times a day, I guess, we'd have to ask.
They didn't have the computers that could calculate that stuff back then. All we had was abacuses.
Woo!
We had the umpire clickers.
Yeah, exactly. It was like,
yeah, but that thing only goes double digit. When it doesn't turn over to 100, it goes back to 1.
Right.
So
you lost track.
I couldn't figure out a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Thomas, are you not masturbating?
No, not often.
Right. So. And that's why this is happening. So if you really, truly want to make less of a mess during the night, you can...
Do it myself.
Relieve yourself during the day.
You needed to call this show to figure that out, Thomas?
I just thought maybe you'd have a good... I thought maybe I'd go to sleep with a little baggie on.
No. Mm. See, this is bogus. It's bogus. You wouldn't have a wet dream 4 nights a week.
You're probably right.
Thomas.
Yeah?
Bogus, yes?
No, I
swear. Yes?
I promise.
4 times a week or 5 times a month?
I promise. A week.
4 times a week. You'll ever have it two nights in a row?
I once had it twice in one night.
Yeah, think about it.
How does he know? Did he wake up in between each one?
Yeah.
Sure, they wake you up.
Kind of. I had to shower twice.
But shower?
They had to shower twice?
He had to shower twice because after
shower?
One, you know.
Guys don't shower after wet dreams usually.
Yeah, you're rolling in your own filth.
Well, maybe he's having issues. I mean, if he's not masturbating enough and he has to get up and shower, then obviously something's wrong with him and his feelings about his body, maybe.
There you go.
I mean, you know?
I agree.
All right. Don't you think?
Thomas, have you been with a woman?
I haven't.
Yeah. Mm.
See, 19-year-old men really need to...
There's going to be trouble when you...
Adam, seriously, think about if you were not relieving yourself with the Corolla technique, the Corolla method.
All right.
You would have wet dreams every night.
See, this is what I'm talking about with Drew. When has he ever been so animated?
Man.
Never seen him speak this.
Very relaxed, sitting back in his seat.
Drew, I would not have one every night. When they build up, when some time goes by.
But that would be, if your body's used to a couple times a day releasing, that's what it's used to.
How often do you hear about wet dreams happening 4 times in a week?
Because guys, once they learn that their hand will do that, they stop. They just stops altogether.
4 times, too much. Right. Lynette?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I recently, like a couple weeks ago, I think I was raped.
Mm.
But, I'm not really sure.
Well, what do you mean you think?
Like, I woke up. I don't really, like, remember everything.
Well,
like,
what are you taking right now?
What am I taking?
Yeah, right now. Are you high? Are you taking medication? What's happening?
No, I'm nervous.
haven't ingested anything tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No, not a medication?
No, she's sounding more sober as she answers.
Yeah, okay.
And she's a little nervous.
Did you have any drinks or something that you think somebody could have slipped into your drink?
Oh, yeah, like, I passed out. Like, I drank a lot that night.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you with? Who was the guy? Your friend?
Tom Arnold.
No, I was hanging out with, like, a couple of my girls, and we went to some party with some guys, like, that we normally hang out with. And then we all ended up going back to this hotel, and everyone basically, like, just drank so much that they passed out. And, like, the guys that we were with, like, they had two friends that I had never met before. And, like, I was talking to these guys, like, just, like, normal, like, you know, you meet someone in there. Being nice to him and stuff, and like I trusted them and stuff, and I just like fell asleep, and then I woke
you
up.
Trusted them.
I thought she said tested too, but I've gotten to the point with the show where I'm just letting things go.
I want to know, why did you guys go back to a hotel? Where were you? Or was like everybody's parents home that night?
It was just like the end of the night, and nobody had a place to stay, so we just ran to the hotel room.
All right, so so you were intoxicated, you passed out, and you woke up with somebody on top of you?
Yeah. Like, I woke up with somebody on top of me, and he was inside of me, and I really didn't know what was going on, like, at the beginning.
How
like,
could that not be a rape? Help me understand.
Right.
Well, like, I don't remember, like, if maybe, like, I, like, kind of initiated it in some way, like, before, like...
All right, so she may have been blacked out.
Right.
Doing stuff.
You didn't pass out, you were blacked out. You don't know what you were doing.
I don't know. I just woke up, and he was on top
of me. When you came to, you mean he was on top of you, he was... In the act of having sex with you.
Yeah.
And you were like, whoa, wait a minute. I wasn't here from the beginning.
I like, didn't really realize what was going on. And then once I did, I just, like, tried pushing him off, and he wouldn't get off. And then...
All right. Well, then, now it's starting to become rape if you tried to push him off, mm-hmm. told him to stop.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to do about it?
Well, that's what I, like, don't know what to do.
How long ago was this?
Like, 2 weeks ago.
And this was one of the guys... that you didn't really know that was a friend of your friend's.
Yeah, and then, like, once he was done, like, his friend tried to do it to me.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Wait, now, have you been victimized in the past?
No.
You were not sexually abused growing up?
No.
So
no.
I want to know, where are the other people in this room? If you guys all rented one room, where were the rest of your friends while these guys are trying to get on you?
Well, there's two other guys, and, like, when it was happening, like, once the first guy was done, like, I remember looking over in the corner, and there was this guy sitting down, but I don't know if it was, like, the first guy that was on top of me sitting in the corner of the room, or if it was my other friend who's, like, really close to me, so, like...
Well, obviously he's not that close to you, honey.
Well, like, I'm not sure if it was him that was watching it, and, like, I've seen him since then, and, like...
Okay, wait, just piece this all together. You were never physically abused growing up?
No.
And no sexual abuse prior to this?
No.
Yeah, and no,
half a beat there.
Yeah. Well, why
were you a virgin?
No.
How old were you when you first started having sex?
What? How old was I?
How old were you?
15.
15. All right. And prior to that, you were a virgin.
What?
Prior to that, virgin. No hanky. Nobody touching you inappropriately or anything when you were want it.
Yeah. No. Like sometimes I like feel pressured. Like I felt pressured into it in the past, but like.
All right.
Not to the point where, like, you know.
So what about your friend? You've not asked him what happened or where he was or what went on?
I don't know if he's, like, really good friends with these guys, and I don't want, like...
That shouldn't matter, honey. I mean, if something like that inappropriate happened and he's one of your best friends or good friends,
yeah.
And you feel weird to go and go, hey, what's up with your friends? Then obviously you guys maybe don't have that close of a relationship.
And Lynette, what is wrong with your self-esteem that you can't defend yourself? And it would make sense if you'd been previously victimized. We understand what that is. But you feel so crummy about yourself that you're not willing even to stand up and say, hey, this happened to me, and it hurt me, and I'm angry.
Yeah, well, like...
And hold your friend responsible
absolutely.
And his friends, too.
Yeah, I think you need to do something about this. I really do. Even if it's just to go get some counseling about it and with that therapist decide what kind of action you want to take. It's pretty hard to do any kind of forensic work now, meaning collecting evidence, try to prove what did or didn't happen. But really, this sort of requires a reaction. It sounds like it was maybe you were drugged, maybe. At least certainly you weren't in a condition to render consent.
At 16, you drink a couple of shots of Jägermeister.
You're passed out.
Yeah. You can black out or pass out. Okay, so she needs to speak to somebody. Yeah. I don't know, go to the cops,
I guess, for starters. Yeah.
Yeah. And if
I think that's tough for a 16-year-old girl, though. Obviously, that's why they're calling somebody like that.
How about a counselor or something?
Yeah.
Somebody at school, something like that.
I mean, that's really difficult. I mean, like you said, Drew, I think a lot of it starts with self-opinion and self-worth. And
her,
I mean, it's hard at 16 for a lot of girls to be confident and to be, I mean, at that age, girls are still growing up and still trying to find, you know, themselves and being attractive or whatever. And if you can't even tell your best friend whether he's a guy or not, that his friends heard her, then...
This guy's a real suspect.
Yeah, I agree, too. And she's like, I'm not sure if it was my friend
sitting
in the corner.
She's hanging out with, and that's...
I know, but...
Would you agree with Tori Amos' thing?
Tori Amos?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
All right, that's 1-800...
Give her Tori's home number.
656-4673.
One more time?
1-800-656-4673.
All right. These are those gold dust moments.
That's right. Hmm. Tori, ironically, likes me.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Not a lot of people like you, do they, Adam?
You would think they don't.
I'm kidding.
You really would.
You would expect.
You would expect they don't.
I almost feel like you don't want people to like you, but I think they really can't help but do.
They can't.
See, look at that smile.
You just joined their ranks.
I did. I never said I didn't. Look at those adorable chipmunk cheeks. I love them.
Thank you.
That's what I was taking off after when the show opened up here. You see? See what's happening? Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's blossoming right in front of my eyes.
That's not blossom.
Got it on with my mom. That is so out of context.
Yeah, that was way out of context.
So out of context.
Save that one for another one.
Amy?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Having a serious guy problem.
Good.
Well, I like my best friend's brother. I'm, like, in love with him. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, really, I don't know, because, okay, I was seeing this other guy, like, for a year and a half. We were kind of on and off, and, like, we were hooking up, and I stopped by his friend's
house. The level of retardism of our callers, though, never ceases to amaze me. Just, you know, here's the thing that amazes me about our callers and how stupid they are when they sort of casually using the F word. I mean, it's not like once in a while the F word flies out of my mouth, like last night.
In the middle of a tirade.
But I'm fired up. I'm like a whirling dervish. Yeah. If I was a dog, I would bite my owner at that point. I'm that fired up.
It's not in the context of what the F as you're opening your first second sentence.
Right.
What do you mean like last night?
The night before last?
Did you cuss last night and I missed it?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We thought you got it.
What?
Could have been the night before last. Don't play stupid, Anderson. We discussed this last night.
Right.
Or the night before.
Whatever.
It was alluded to. Mm. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
The point is, we're in that safe harbor. We're fine. The point is how often you hear the F word on radio or television? I would argue that not very often.
That you actually hear.
Well, no, that when you'd call a radio show, you'd just...
Oh, right.
Yeah,
but do you know what? The cursing in the American language right now is just so, it's almost just a part of normal everyday talking that people, like, she probably didn't even realize she said that because that's how she talks every day.
But it's also, it's like punctuation. However, it's also how out of it our callers are.
Right.
That they can't edit that down.
Right.
So
it's
they don't even have that,
it's
like,
part of being, it's part of being stupid. It's like when you watch those daytime court shows and the guy's wearing a velour Kennington shirt from 1978 and you're like, couldn't pop the tie on. You're on TV, you're in front of the judge, you got to wear the velour Kennington shirt, and then it just makes you realize stupid people don't really know where they are.
Well, they don't have that gene to actually discern that they're that way. You know, some people just don't get it. They never will. We get it, but they just will never get
it. That's right. Mean Leanne get it.
That's true.
Drew never gets it.
Drew's smiling over there. Come on now.
Amy?
No way.
Oh. Did we get rid of
Amy?
Yeah.
All right. You cannot use the F word on the FN radio.
No, I know. I don't even know why I did that. It just totally popped out.
Hold on.
We'll be right back.
Relax. We got to take a break.
All right.
Okay.
Leanne Tweeden is here tonight from the Best Damn Sports Show, period. It's on like every 10 minutes every...
If you have satellite, it's on.
Every day. Yeah, so you just go find that on it. It's Fox Sports and East or West or wherever you are, right?
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Leanne Tweeden is our guest tonight. She is from the Best Damn Sports Show, period.
I'm glad to finally make it on the show. I love you guys.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. It's addictive. When I'm in my chair, I don't listen to you every night because I'm always doing things, but if it's on, it's hard to turn it off.
Why?
Interesting.
Why?
Huh?
She heard it twice.
Oh, come
That's
on.
That's a lot.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Really? Thanks. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Are you
Never
disappointed?
No, not at all. Actually,
it's got to be a little let down.
Just
At least the physical.
The studio
plan.
Is a little bit not what I envisioned. Yeah. You know how like it's like reading a book. You have these own visions in your head of what you think things to be.
Adam's about to explode with.
No. I hate this urinal.
But I'm not
the
let down. The studio is a little disappointing. You guys aren't.
You're not really.
No.
You
both are actually very adorable and cute. What? And I'm being very honest.
Hold on, let me talk to Drew for a second. Leanne's really hot right now. I mean, I'm digging her. She smells good and stuff. But she's got this rap like, I got dressed up for you guys, not for the camera.
You're not flying for the BS, are you?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm asking you. You're a doctor. I think she's taking my scene. But
well, that's probably true. We see a camera over there. See where it's pointed right at her?
I know, it's pointing at her. That's why I said
she's dressed
up. Makeup.
Right.
Don't point, you idiot. She's watching you. Now listen, she does that like you're both really cute and all that kind of stuff. But I think she's
you've never whispered to me before.
All right, just listen to shut up and maintain. I think she's one of those chicks. I think she's one of those chicks that like just makes guys feel good,
right,
you know?
Right, absolutely.
I mean, I don't mean like a prostitute.
No, not like that.
No, not like that.
She heard you.
Point at the camera again, you idiot. But, I mean, she, like, tells guys stuff they want to hear so that everyone feels real good.
Would you do that?
I would, too.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, let's go back and talk.
Okay, got it.
We'll talk later. Want to go back to the phones?
Oh, hey, you're back, guys. Gosh.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I hop back to the phones?
I missed you for those few minutes.
I just said a quick cone of silence with Drew over there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's all good now.
Mm.
Hold on a second. Drew, come here. Drew,
yeah.
I think she caught on.
Yeah, I think she's pissed.
She seems pissed. It's like, I felt like she's turned off or something now.
Hey, you started all this.
Okay.
You have to make nice. Okay. Make her feel good.
All right.
Mm. Okay, you're good at this.
Later on when I talk about my high school football days.
I'll shut you down.
No, back me up.
Oh, back you up. Got it.
Idiot.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just appalled that you think that I just say that. It's
No, I don't.
What do I have to gain by saying you guys are cute and nice?
No,
what do
no.
I have to gain
Here,
on this show?
Here's... Mm. Let me say this.
He's a little reverse.
In all seriousness, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, come here. No. Let me say.
I've never seen you go to him for backup so many times in one night in a row.
No, here's what I'm saying. I'm being just deadly serious and honest, and I appreciate it. There's some women. There's two schools of beautiful women. There's beautiful women that are like, hey, I'm beautiful. Look at me. I'm not dancing for you. You know, I'm not a bitch. It's just like, come on. I don't need to dance. I'm a beautiful woman. Mm. And then...
And that makes Adam angry.
No, it doesn't make me angry. No, that's fine. Okay, but then there's other beautiful women who actually, and not even necessarily beautiful women, but I do notice it sometimes, where they actually work hard to make everyone in the room
feel good.
Really feel good. Mm. And
that's been my personality since I was a kid, though.
Right. And it's not a bad thing. I kind of like it. I mean, it makes our 2 hours a lot better. It really does. It's just some people have that and some people don't. Women have it more than men. Men don't have that as much as... And it sounds like it's a negative trait or you're compensating or you're kissing ass or whatever it is. But you're a person who you smell good, you look good. And like when you're talking... When we're talking during the commercial, you say, yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh, no, I'm into that, too. It's not like, huh, what? What do you do? I don't know what you're talking about. It's a nice quality.
Thank you. Sure. I was raised by good parents.
That's good, yeah. I'm sure there's a dark side somewhere that's going to come out maybe
I can't say
year three of our relationship. But for now, it's perfect.
Just a good Southern girl that was taught manners since I was a kid.
For 2 hours, it's you can't do better.
You just are looking for something to be wrong in me, Adam.
No, Drew, but please tell Leanne this is a compliment.
It is. Now
tell me.
Wow, that was a really backhanded way to come.
No,
out.
But it's like
I like it.
I don't think you know how to say it strongly enough and not seem, you know.
You are agreeable. You don't have to be nearly as nice as you are.
There you go.
You could sit there looking beautiful and have sort of an okay personality, and everyone would still love you.
Everyone should be nice. Nobody's.
Yes, that's
whatever.
Right. That's right.
I understand what you're
Where
saying.
Where Virginia did you grow up?
Manassas, Northern Virginia. Oh. Battle of Bull Run.
Yeah.
First battle of the Civil War. For a lot of you kids out there that probably don't know where that is.
Drew, you're winning the battle of boring now. So let's
no, come on. We were just talking about John Adams and what it's like to be independent states governing themselves.
Our friends, the guys who listen to the show think John Adams is the guy who brews his own beer. And
Samuel Adams, that actually was a relative.
Really? Of yours?
Yes. Or no, John Adams.
Oh, good.
Yes,
makes
our
sense.
Second president of the United States, by the way.
All right, baby. Now you're hot enough. Stop. Amy?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's
sorry
up?
Sorry about that before.
Oh, yeah, with the
airport. Oh, that's right. Yeah. The perky one.
Right.
Yeah, so I really like, you know, my best friend's brother. And I don't know what to do because it's just, it's really awkward. Like, he treats me, like, different now because, like, we've hooked up, like, twice. Like, I haven't had sex with him or anything.
What do you mean by hooked up?
Yeah. Make out?
We just, like, made out.
Well, the beginning before we went to break, you said you went over to his place and he had a girl over?
Oh, this is another guy that I was seeing. Oh. Like, I really liked him. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's not your fault. She's talking about one guy and said, like, and then I went over to his house and there was a girl over there
really
and I got
mad.
Really pissed. Of course we thought that was the guy you were talking about.
What is your question, Amy? Jump ahead to the question.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if I should have sex with my best friend's brother. I don't know if I want to. Like, I'm afraid to.
Do you have a relationship with him?
No. Like, we're not going out or anything, but I want to ask him, like, I just don't know if I should, like, have a
cow
with
him. All right.
I thought you were into the guy. You really
Hold on. Do you think a woman should, for her first sexual experience, she's 21?
Wait, you're a virgin?
That's not her first.
No, he wouldn't be my first.
Oh, okay.
I thought she said she was...
Okay, stinking right. Whore.
Go ahead and start the question again without that.
So she wants just to have sex with this guy, it's fine. Whatever.
Like, the thing is, I kind of would... I mean, like, when I did have it for my first time, like, it wasn't the greatest experience, and I don't want to, like, get hurt again. It's just him and I are kind of, like, hooking up now because we're both lonely. It's kind of bad because his ex-girlfriend...
Yeah, but because you have sex with him doesn't mean you're going to have a relationship
right.
with him.
Right, and to me, it doesn't sound like you are kind of... relaying to us that he's as into you as you're into him. That's what it sounds like to you. I mean, am I right? I don't know. It just sounds like you're kind of like, well, you know, we kind of hooked up, but I don't know whether to ask him. And I'm like, if you like somebody and he likes you, you shouldn't have to ask. I mean, am I not? You guys, look at me. I mean, usually you can get a feeling if a guy likes you. It's not like, oh, well, should I ask him if we should have sex? I mean, you don't have to ask a guy that at 21 if he wants to have sex.
Right.
I mean, it's a mutual thing.
Right.
Does he have a girlfriend?
You just sort of stop saying no.
No, he's single. It's just like, I mean, he asked me to have sex with him, and I was like, I don't know if it's a good idea, and he's like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, again,
I love when guys do that. Hey, but Amy, look, you like this guy, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't really like you that way.
Right. Here's the problem. You're going to have sex, you're going to develop feelings, then you're going to see guys all leave me, I'm going to have my heart broken again by a guy.
Okay.
If you can compartmentalize and just have a physical relationship with this guy, fine, but that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So if he wants to start dating you and going out with you and then that doing an activity that leads to sex down the road, then you can engage in that.
Yeah.
I love it when guys do that. You know, I love
when
they go,
hey,
you want
to
have sex? And the girl goes, I don't think that'd be a good idea. And
I go,
me neither. Like,
right?
Really?
They're testing the waters. Because if she said, yeah, you'd be like, great, let's go.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Man, I tell you.
Especially at 19.
Robert?
Please.
Robert?
Hello?
You're 19. What's up?
My dad and my stepmom are swingers.
Oh, good. How do you know that?
Wow.
Because he makes it pretty well known.
He talks about it with you?
Yeah, and he, like, brags about it. My sister's getting married, and he was bragging to she got married, and he was bragging to her before they got married to her husband. And
what do you mean bragging? What was he saying exactly?
I wasn't there, but that's what my sister said.
Bragging about what?
Being a swinger.
Being a swinger. Him and his new wife.
Bogus quality.
Yeah. Hey, Robert?
They've been actually married for about 3 years, but...
Let's ask more questions, that's all.
All right. Well, listen.
That's tough.
All right, are you living outside the house?
Yeah, I'm living with my mom now.
Your real mom.
And your dad's always been wacky like this?
I don't know, no. I mean, when he was with my mom, he was just with my mom.
How long ago did your parents divorce?
5 years ago.
All right. When are you going to move out of your mom's place?
When I get my license back.
Who took it? What happened to it?
Your driver's license?
Yeah.
What happened?
I got a DUI.
Oh, interesting.
All right. When do you get it back?
Does that happen on your first offense?
We can get the license taken away, sure.
It's different everywhere.
Right.
I used to work with Mexican guys who had like 15 DUIs. What happened? The guy put an M80 in my sombrero and let me go. There's like no discipline at all. And then there's other ones where the guy, I know I got a lawyer friend who got a DUI while he was in his driveway. And by the way, that's safe harbor there.
In
once
your
you
driveway?
Make it, yeah, they
is
pull
that
them over.
Property?
Once you took a public street to get there.
Right.
The guy lost his license for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Had to start taking drug rehab courses and stuff. The guy didn't even drink. All right. Anyway, Robert.
Yeah.
Get your license back. Get your life together. Your dad's a jackass. Try to ignore him. You can't change him. Get out of the house. Start your new life. Don't get anyone pregnant. Don't screw up your own family once you do get someone pregnant. Don't swing yourself.
I suspect your dad's an alcoholic. Is that right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
It's been about 10 years.
So. This is another expression of his disease.
He substituted strange, over-tanned Grang Poontang for the bottle.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what the swinger's life
that's
is.
That's right. And so, Robert, you've inherited...
scary orange women.
You've inherited that... that gene, that's why you've already had some consequence, the DUI. You're going to have to be very careful with that. So get away from your family of origin, start building a life of your own, and take care of that potential you've got.
Yeah. And listen, everybody with the screwball parents, write them off and move on.
Yeah. Everybody's got something with their parents, I think.
Same at Thanksgiving once a year. Try to make nice.
Somebody was Asian and somebody was Caucasian?
Yes, my mother was Filipino. My dad met her during the Vietnam War. He was based in the Philippines.
Always the best, you know, when you get that mutt thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Always the best.
Filipino, Spanish, and Norwegian.
Sweet. Although it could be a disaster, too. Let's face it.
Let's think positive.
Plenty of ugly people with that combo. No, I mean,
it's the best of both worlds. They say mutts are stronger anyway.
Genetic diversity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So your dad was with the American military. He went over there for Vietnam. Air Force. What did he do in the Air Force?
He was actually a mechanic.
He fixed fighter planes.
He actually did big bombers.
Ooh.
My dad has some great stories. It's funny, I just came back from a USO tour, and I'm like, Dad, they asked me to go on a USO tour. And I remember during Vietnam, he had Bob Hope and Raquel Welch. Mm-hmm. And I remember finding this picture when I was a kid, and it was like a little black and white picture that she had signed. I'm like, she is so beautiful. You know, this was younger Raquel, and she's still beautiful. And my dad's like, yeah, he goes, she came over, and they did the tour, and, you know, to boost morale and stuff. And I just thought it was really cool that I was asked all these years later to,
wow.
I mean, I could be somebody's Raquel Welch to them, you know, now over there. And I went to Bosnia and Kosovo, and
they just
asked me to go to Thanksgiving
to give her props for knowing what her dad
Afghanistan.
Did and what plane she worked on.
Thank you.
I don't like to brag, but my dad finished a pig's trough at the ice cream place, the Farrell's. Farrell's, remember that place? When he was 13. And some years later, I went and got the certificate. I made a pig of myself when I finished it. It's like 8 scoops of ice cream. And
so proud.
Just following those footsteps.
I mean, same story. Yeah. Same story.
Corolla legacy.
yeah. So, all right, USO, Raquel, dad's working on B-52s.
Meets my mother, falls in love.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I recognize you. Or weren't we carpet bombing your village? Yeah, I worked on the plane. Let's get
together. The Filipinos and the Americans are friendly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Filipino. That's what he meant. Well, wait a minute.
He was in the Philippines.
They were based back and forth between the Philippines and Vietnam. They would go back and forth like 3-month periods.
All right, because I had my World War II and my World
Even during World War II, a lot of the Filipinos had guerrillas that helped us, actually, in World War II.
I know. Their MacArthur was over there, had himself some loyal Filipinos, leave, and announced he would return.
A good book, Ghost Soldiers. Did you guys read that?
Uh-uh.
Amazing book about World War II and about us going in and getting some of our POWs kind of in... an underground mission that sort of they kind of took upon themselves. But any kid out there that wants to read about World War II, that it's an interesting book and a fun book to read, and you learn a lot about history.
All right.
You're like, yeah, I'm trying to educate our children.
No, you're right, and I just realized I have a guest who's doing what I do every night, which is talk about stuff that's interesting to me that has nothing to do with the calls.
That's interesting.
It is.
Yeah, but it has something to do with what kind of country we are today and the freedoms that we have.
No, I know. But some kid's got herpes on his nuts over here.
Okay, let's talk to him. Bring him in.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you saying you're threatened that Leanne can do your job?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Call me up. Whenever you got something else to do, I'll come in with you.
Oh, you should do the job. Oh, yeah. I said something else.
No, I'm...
I said something else. All right. No,
I will
sorry,
do
baby.
What you do in the studio. I'm not going to do your job.
That's
for you.
Right. That's right.
Keeping my hands nice and soft. Thank you.
Leanne Tweeden is our guest tonight. Best damn sports show, period. Fox Sports. Everywhere, all the time. Check your local listings. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Leanne Tweeden is our guest tonight. Best damn sports show, period.
Ow!
On Fox Sports. And I always want to say Fox Sports West, but I realize
Fox Sports Net.
That's where I watch it. So Fox Sports Net, and all the time. Show's doing well. Second season. Mm-hmm. Leanne, wow. A little too much woman for me, I've decided now. I was...
Why were you hoping I wasn't quite so something?
Too smart, too beautiful, too dynamic.
Overwhelming to you?
It's overwhelming.
I kind of, you know...
It's overwhelming.
A lot of guys run away from me.
Yeah, but you're very dynamic, very dynamic. I
might have to talk to you about that, Dr. Drew.
You can talk to me about it now that we're just friends.
Wow, it went to where we went out, and now we're back to just friends, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that quick?
Yeah. Mm. Let me talk to Drew for a second.
Excuse us, Leanne.
Just hang tight for a second. It's like she's a superwoman or something. She's like, but she's scaring me. She's like smart or something. I'm ready for like a hatch to open up her back and me to see like a computer chip or something.
Fembot.
Oh, well, by the way, you know when they used to do those movies where, you know, the person was a robot?
Yes.
You know the part where they had the back panel?
It was always the front.
Wasn't from, but it protruded like 5-6 inches yes. further than the weather. Right, yes. How come no one ever said anything about that?
Have we noticed that before? We'll look behind her and see if there's anything like that.
I'll check it out during the next break.
Okay, got it.
You create a distraction. Okay. I'll get my hand up her back. Okay. Let's get back to the phone. So we can help the
good
kids.
Good to have you guys back again. Thanks.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah,
you need some coffee?
Right. No, I'm good. All right. I don't drink coffee.
I'll talk to her for a second. She never smoked a cigarette during the break. Yeah, she doesn't do no drugs.
No
or she
pot
drinks.
And no red wine. You're done.
No,
you're toast.
No, that's cool because I don't like it when a chick gets into my stash.
Okay, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool. You better check out see how she does with porn. Because if she has,
you
can't live around porn, you're screwed.
Women, it's like, hey, when I left the house, I had a full bottle of Johnny Walker and 15 Vicodin. Mm-hmm. Now there's 8 Vicodin and the goddamn bottle's gone.
So she took it?
I'm just saying, I don't need that.
I see. Okay. You can check out the porn thing, though, because if you can't live around porn, you're toast. You're done.
Okay. All right. Let's go back. What do you think of porn?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I was nodding off there for a second. Porn is good.
Okay, well, I'm trying. Oh, no.
I don't think you're back.
All right, let's get this work. This work. All right.
No, that's good. That's actually a...
You like porn?
Yeah, that can be fun.
Okay.
When I'm with...
You're with the right
my
guy.
Guy.
You're with
yeah.
my guy. Your
I
guy.
Mean, it's...
Our guy.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Hmm.
No, couldn't you have just said you hate guys and watch porn all the time? What a much more simpler evening.
I get some gay porn in the late
70s.
Oh, no. Come on, Anderson.
Yeah, no, that's...
Again, out of context.
Okay, here is Tim.
Tim. I love how women get so grossed out by that stuff.
Well, you do too, I hope.
Hold
wait,
on,
what was that?
No,
about?
Okay.
No, you're into gay porn.
No.
What did I say 2 nights ago, Drew, about
go
gay
ahead.
Porn?
That men, a heterosexual male, should be physically repulsed.
When
have a physical reaction.
When he sees gay porn, he should want to vomit. Heterosexual.
Do you know
how
I feel that way about two women?
Well, that's interesting.
Yes. But to me, and to explain it to a guy now, and okay, I'm going to talk to the doctor. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at you, Adam. Guys are like, oh, but it's two women. I'm like, to me, it's like what you guys think of two guys together.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
I am very, very heterosexual. Yeah.
Deal off.
Oh, because he has like two women.
Yeah,
that's right.
Work.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Tim?
Tim, what's your problem?
But I think the thing is, guys, though, the people want to say that the male thing is somehow a... some sort of enculturation, but men all seem to have this sort of physical reaction, like, oh my God, they like can't tolerate looking at it even.
It's just.
And most women.
I think a lot of that's mental.
It doesn't matter.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Do you have a physical reaction to it?
I know what they're talking about. Yeah, it's like, it's something way more than you should have. I mean, you should be able to be reasonable about it. Just go, okay, right. I'm not into this. It's just.
Right.
But you have this sort
of. Yeah, my
like,
one friend, Adam, actually, he's like, almost violent when he talks about
gay
guys or whatever.
It's horrific.
It's interesting. Yeah, but I'm not into women, so I mean I'm not violent about it, but it's not at all.
Yeah.
Not even close. I like a very heterosexual male.
That's
thank
right.
you very
one
much.
A lot of hair on him. Tim, that's
hello.
A male.
How are you?
Tim, you're 23.
Yeah, I sure am.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Adam, I got to start off with saying if I were either a gay or a girl, I'd have a huge crush on you. And
thanks.
Then
you may be both.
I also marvel at your unibrow. And
Thank you.
I wonder if you cultivate it extra big to compensate.
Put on all right, Tim. Well, now you've done it.
Okay, yeah, you've got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, you've used your time up, so hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on. You're done.
No, I took a girl out for a nice dinner, and I'm looking to keep a hold of her. She's a really nice girl. Gone out with her 3 or 4 times, and I'm wondering if you got any tips or any hints.
Leanne, help him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a nice dinner is definitely a nice way to start. You got to treat her nice, and I think the key to keeping a woman is just listening to her and being nice, and you got to understand that women are a little more sensitive and need a little more attention.
Yeah, don't talk. Just do a lot of listening, because they'll build
right.
a case.
Listen.
They're like attorneys. They're like cops who record confessions
they
and stuff.
They never forget.
Ask for your attorney. Yeah, don't start just ambling.
But listen.
Rambling.
Listen,
hey,
yes.
Tim.
Well,
ask lots of questions.
Oh, what? You went on 3 dates with her. Worked out fine, right?
It's gone pretty well. There's another guy that has a crush on her, and I have to say that one of my good qualities is I look like I listen a lot.
Right. That's good.
You look like it. Yeah, that's
good. Who cares?
Tim, are we so sure that we even want this girl to be with Tim?
No.
Okay. Here we go.
Do you find that a lot of these things feel a little bogus to you?
He
had that feeling. It sounded kind
insincere.
Of insincere.
No.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, but he was just devoid of a soul.
Yes.
And people who are devoid of a soul sound like everything that comes out of their mouth.
It's kind of funny, a 23-year-old talking about crushes. I had a crush on her, and this other guy had a crush on her. It sounds very high school. I don't know.
It's more of that superficial nonsense.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. Leanne Tweeden is our guest tonight. Best damn sports show, period. We'll be right back. Tweeting is our guest tonight. Best damn sports show, period, on Fox Net.
Yeah. Get free. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Is that the song?
Yeah. Oh. That's the song.
Was that the Stripes?
One of those. I don't even know for sure.
The Hives?
One of them.
The cool new band.
The Stripes?
I don't know. The Hives?
The Vines.
Oh, it's the Vines. Vines. Right,
the Vines.
The Vines. You were close.
The Vines. I know it was a band. It's like a...
That's a good song, though.
One syllable.
White Stripes.
White Stripes.
Brother and sister, right?
I gotta get hip to the scene. That's all right.
What do you listen to?
Oh, I listen to everything. Now, I listen to a fair amount of classical when I'm trying to think.
Ooh.
I listen to the theme from Taboo 2.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this is a pretty hot song. You ever see Taboo 2?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't. I might have to borrow the DVD or the VHS.
They don't have it on DVD yet.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I corrected myself and said VHS.
Right.
Are you sure not Beta? Is it that long ago? You know, when they had Beta tapes and then VHS?
It actually, I think, was film originally. This one is film.
Wow.
It was originally a flip book. It was like... sketch drawn flip book. It's tough to beat off, too. Ain't flip that thing correctly, Drew, because you got to time it just right. You get it right to the end, and yeah.
There you
he
go.
Only reveals what he wants you to see, and then shows it all.
Anderson, please.
And when
cut
he
that
does,
off.
He satisfies me. It's about a guy who's having sex with his mom and his sister.
West Virginia?
Yeah. Just
what Alabama?
Would you? We're getting to the crescendo here. Can we keep it down? What didn't you?
How
if you only knew.
Okay.
Yeah, so I listen to a lot of theme
Note
from Taboo 2.
Never go to karaoke bar without
yes.
alcohol. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you should hear me sing Vehicle by the Eyes
of
Mars.
Oh, no, I shouldn't.
Oh. Mm. Born gay.
I know.
Yeah.
Life is to live. I don't know if you've seen me sing Hell is for Children by Pat Benatar.
No.
Not a dry eye in the house when I'm done with that.
It's overwhelming.
All right. So, anyway.
Yeah, enough about you.
I listen to the little class. I like a lot of Elvis Costello and Graham Parker and John Hyde and people like that.
Yeah.
Amanda, you're 20? That's true. That's true singing that.
That is not you, is
that
it?
That is him.
You sing opera? And you sing Italian opera?
This is an opera about
it. Is it French?
That's Italian.
Oh, no, okay. I thought you said...
Oh, no, wait, this one is...
It sounds Italian.
No, it's French. This one's French.
Let me translate if I could.
No, wait a minute. It's André Chenier, so it's about a Frenchman.
It's about
but
a man.
But it was in Italian. I'm like, that's Italian.
He's a man who laments the loss of his gay lover after a brutal cornholing. Loosely translated. That's basically what he's singing about.
I just saw Andrea Bocelli.
So oh my God!
Unbelievable. And Cannes. It's Sting's party.
Why don't you guys get your own trailer? Like,
but really, Drew?
Like the prisoners get with the conjugal visits.
He's hot.
Drew.
I'm sorry. He sings opera.
I know, but let me tell you something about Drew. Drew is super puss. You want a man over here? You got a guy built.
Man with
houses,
a lot of hair on him.
Wrenches. Don't worry about the hair.
Yeah, I can't
they can take care
I don't know.
Of
you
that.
Said a man has a lot of hair on him.
I can't use a screwdriver.
Let me give her the talking to during the commercial about the home improvement, about the wrenching on the cars. I'll straighten you right out.
You
women always talk about that, but when it really comes to some building, you need a guy who knows what he's doing. That's all I'm saying.
Check my
shut up.
That's right. That's right. Give you a good snaking. snake out that tramp. All right.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Well, there's a trap. That's where the snake goes. Goes through the trap. Come on, you two. Amanda?
Yeah.
Amanda, you're 20.
I am.
What's up?
Okay. Last night, I was in the emergency room for the third time with a ruptured ovarian cyst. And I'm wondering why I'm so susceptible to them. And, like, is this going to cause me any problems down the line? Like having
and these are simple cysts. These are what are called follicular cysts, right?
I don't know.
You don't have polycystic ovarian disease or anything like that?
No,
which means absolutely nothing, frankly.
Okay.
I don't know why you're getting this one off. They probably ought to put you on the birth control pill to suppress them so they don't happen so frequently.
Well, but see, I'm on birth control.
You were having ruptured ovarian cysts in spite of being on birth control pill.
Yes.
What does your gynecologist say?
I went to the emergency room.
No, you need to see a guy.
Need a doctor.
I'd be surprised if these were ruptured ovarian cysts, frankly.
Really?
Yeah. You need to see someone consistently.
Okay.
And what's the pain you get? How does it come on?
It's like a sharp, sudden pain.
And it's on one side or the other, right in the middle?
It's usually right on the left side.
Yeah, you need to get this more thoroughly evaluated.
Definitely go to a doctor. I know it's a scary thing, but you know, as a woman, you really need to take care of your health, and they've seen everything, so don't think you're anything different, or don't be afraid to go talk to a doctor, because the sooner you get something done, I mean, this can cause problems with birth later, or like getting pregnant.
Not this kind of cyst, but I'm suspicious that's not what this is.
Yeah, but we don't know what it is.
This could be endometriosis. It could be a lot of other things.
All right. Let's talk to Darcy, who's 21. Darcy?
Hi.
What's up?
I told my boyfriend tonight that while we were broke up, I slept with his best friend and bandmate.
How long were you broken up?
A couple weeks ago, actually. He's the one that's losing his mother, and he said I was an abusive alcoholic, which isn't true.
Yeah. The guy he called him to tell him his mother was dying?
Yeah.
All right.
Lung cancer.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if there's, you know, what I can do.
Is his mother dying of lung cancer?
Yes.
So, and you figured I could get him a card or some flowers or something, but that's a little too traditional. Why don't I bang one of his friends?
He screwed a 35-year-old, this other person's mom, while we were going out.
All right.
So are you doing this to spite and get him back?
Yeah.
No, we broke up. We were broken up.
All right. Well, why'd you bring up him having sex
with
35-year-old?
You sounded a little angry when you said that.
Well, we got back together, and we've been back together for a while now.
Chaos.
I know. You're a mess, Darcy.
You want to bet on her?
Yeah. No.
I'm not a mess.
Yes, you're a mess. A mess.
Don't take him back. If he slept with a 35-year-old woman, you need to move on.
No. Yes, we got to gamble. We've got to gamble.
Can I be in on it?
All right.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, you know.
I don't want to gamble. What's up with your past?
Were you physically abused?
Who did what to you and when? For how long?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was abused when I was two.
Sexually, physically, both?
Sexually.
Okay.
Who did this? Tom Arnold again?
Who was it?
A cousin of mine.
A cousin. And then something else happened after that, too, right? When you were, like, eight?
Huh?
When you were eight, physical abuse or abandonment or something?
Well, I'm adopted.
Yeah.
Mm.
How old were you when you were adopted?
I was 2 and a half.
Ooh.
Okay, after the sexual abuse.
Very bad.
Yeah.
So, Darcy.
So this
listen, you got a horrible childhood. You have a ton of energy now. It spills out all over every relationship you have. It's total chaos. It's all you understand. It's all you know. Yeah. You want to examine everything.
I was
You're raped, what?
Yeah, I was raped this year.
Of course. I mean, you look, you're a victim. You're a victim and you're seeking chaos. And you're probably doing some drugs, too, right?
Not really. Not smoking some and
alcohol.
I mean, I live in a little town in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but Darcy, you've
there's
got
nothing else to do.
No, but Darcy,
I drink some.
Yeah, but
you know.
Darcy, you've got some. You're a trauma survivor, and the degree of trauma and abandonment that you've been through causes profound effects on the development of your brain, and that influences your personality development and your choices and relationships and how you conduct yourself in relationships. And it really takes a long time to heal these things. So, don't focus on this chaotic guy you're preoccupied with currently,
well,
and all
and
the resentment.
My other problem right now is the girl that is the fiance of the guy I slept with. He has a baby and everything, and she's trying to fight me now. And
right. So you slept with him when he was engaged?
Oh, he's 17, right?
No, he's this guy's 18.
Oh.
Did you sleep with him while he was engaged? Were they engaged at the time?
Yeah, but they have an open relationship. He just
they got a kid.
What level
Darcy.
Of chaos is that?
He's holding on to him by letting them have it.
All right, but hey, Darcy, listen to me, you screwball. Here's the problem. We're not going to get to talk every 3 days like we should.
Yeah.
We get to talk once, and that's it. Hey, Brian, make sure we don't talk again. Here's the deal. So this, I got to yell at you for about 10 seconds. That's
okay.
It. You're horribly traumatized. You're going
to
have a hellish life that's just rot with chaos and trauma.
Or
it'd be a different story every time. Or you can do something a little differently. But you got to smarten up. You got to not get pregnant. You got to get a little therapy, a little counseling.
Pregnant.
Good. Get out of that town. Stop dancing with everybody. Stop the chaos. I'm begging you to do it. I don't think you're going to do it. I almost know you're not going to do it.
12-step program.
But
good
that is it. That's it. Now, listen, everybody. You want the first 3 years of your life to dictate the next 83?
That's
you're content to live that life. That's
absolutely
what you're going to live, because that's what all of you are doing.
A lot of times I think teenagers, women especially, have that feeling. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Have that feeling of, oh, I love him, or I'm so into him, and I can't break up with him, because they think, there's nobody else that's going to love me, you know. And then next week, you know, you break up with somebody next week, you got somebody new.
Of course.
You know, they have that, like, oh, I can't let go of him,
Well, you
it's
do,
like,
but we have some pretty unattractive thoughts.
But it's built.
No, that ain't it. That's, I mean, women do have what you're saying, but
right.
This isn't that. This is built-in chaos.
No, right.
She only knows.
But I mean, that's just
alive.
The start. I mean, obviously, inside she needs to get herself together.
She needs to get herself.
You're right.
And that's what's lacking. And to build herself,
exactly.
She needs a stable, intimate relationship with somebody who actually genuinely cares about her.
Or even not.
I don't mean romantic. I mean close, of somebody
right.
Actually cares about who's
but what
not.
What if she just got herself together without having to deal with trying to be close to a guy when she's
no,
got
I'm
chaos?
Not saying,
can't she just be alone for a while and get herself together?
She should, but she will not grow without, and by relationship, I don't mean romantic relationship. I mean a friendship or people that care about her.
Oh, right, okay.
Right.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be a guy.
No.
Speaking of intimate relationships.
And taboo, too.
John from System of a Down is calling the show. John is, of course, from the great band System of a Down, and the
really?
Guy I got the Taboo 2 movie from.
Oh, really?
John?
What's up, guys?
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Sorry to interrupt your show.
That's all right.
That's kind of cool.
I was listening, and I just happened to have a surprise for you today, Adam.
What's that?
Guess what just came out on DVD?
Oh! Taboo.
And that's what I said. I'm
Taboo
like,
2!
Nice.
Oh, my God. Taboo 2 on DVD?
I got a copy for you. I'll send it to...
Did you burn it on DVD, or did it come out on DVD?
No, it came out on DVD.
Wow, impressive.
I'm going to be coming out on DVD in about 45 minutes.
Woo.
Oh, this is great.
Listen,
are you
going
to drive down to Glendale to pick it up?
I don't know, John.
I'm in Glendale.
Where are you?
I don't live in Glendale.
No, he was not. He was like in Van Nuys or something.
Oh, that's right, Van Nuys.
It's a little bit close. He's still over the hill.
Give me a call tomorrow, Adam, and I'll send it to your... If I'm in the area, I'll just drop it off or whatever.
Hmm. Oh, are you going to be in California?
I thought he was going to be like, hey, I'm driving right by the studio.
Yeah, where are you going to be tomorrow? Because I'm going to be at the Crank Yankers office. You're going to be around?
Yeah, give me a call tomorrow during the day.
All right, well, wait a minute. I got to get, I don't know if I have your number in my office.
They got my number.
We're your personal secretary now.
Yeah, I'll get it. All right, I'll get it.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, John, God love you. God love you.
You're never an interruption, John.
And John, we'll go out for a little Armenian with System of a Down again, all right?
Whenever you guys are ready.
All right, buddy.
I want some of that.
Talk to you soon.
You're more than welcome to come.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had Armenian food.
Oh, it's great. They got,
I like to get culture, so I'd love to try some.
It's great. Chilies. Yeah.
Really? It's Greek?
It's Mediterranean.
No,
okay, yeah, I've been to Greece.
It's great.
The Mediterranean. Yeah.
Friendly hell. Very accommodating. You want something that's not on the menu. You just tell them to whip it up. The guy says, no, cannot have. But other than that, it's perfect. It's perfect.
What are you? What's your nationality?
I'm an Italian, basically. A little mud in me, too, but basically Italian. Mm. I was Italian when I was a carpenter. Now that I'm a comedian, I'm a Jew. In other people's eyes, people decided I was a carpenter. Nobody thought I was a Jew when I swung a hammer.
Right.
But as soon as I got into comedy, now I'm a Jew.
I'm a Jew.
All right. Yeah, you go out with
you and Jerry, huh?
Go out for Armenian for with.
I'd love to.
Us and
but remember, they did try to get some special food, and they were met with.
Yeah, even no. System couldn't get the food they wanted?
Even the most famous
Benjamin didn't
Armenian
talk? He didn't, you know, Benjamin wasn't speaking?
I don't think, I'll tell you, the Armenians, the waiters have a lot of pride.
So it's not the money, it's just, no.
Well, I'll tell you, I went and tried to get a falafel once. And I swear to Christ, this is when I knew these people had a lot of pride.
Wait, you swear to Christ and you're Jew? Okay, anyways.
No, I'm Italian. People assume I'm Jewish now because I have a sense of humor. Okay. But anyway, whatever turns you on.
So
here's the thing.
Right, back to the falafel.
I tried to get a falafel. I ordered the falafel sandwich. It was $4. I pulled my wallet out. I realized I had no cash. I said to the guy, can I pay for it with a credit card? He said, we have a $10 credit card minimum. I said, fine, just give me the falafel. I'll give you the $10 on the credit card. I can handle that. He said, no. No, you got to order $10 worth of food. I said, you don't understand.
I'm giving you $6.
I'm giving you the whole $10. And he said, no, good enough. And then the chick next to me goes, get some baklava. I swear, it was like out of a sitcom. Pat it with baklava. You get $6 worth of baklava, you're over the 10. I said, no. You take the $10 for the four. No. Next. What's next?
It was
then
a
I realized,
butting
well,
of heads right there.
I was at a restaurant passing called Santorini, a Mediterranean restaurant. Waiter leans over and goes, please tell Adam to cut back on the, no, cannot have. It's a little bit insulting.
Oh, they love it.
Have you guys ever been to the island of Santorini?
No.
I've seen the picture of the giant cliffs.
Unbelievable. I would love to go
That's
there.
That's where they think that the lost city of Atlantis is.
We should go there and look for it.
It's unbelievable.
You're
Leanne and Adam look for Atlantis.
That's right. You swim
I did
out
a wild down
me.
There. That's why I went to Greece. Oh, I went to all the Greek islands and was there for like a couple weeks on a boat.
Yeah. See you chicks with the USO shows and the wild ons. You know where I'm going? I'm going down to Hawthorne for the Hepatitis C Foundation in 2 weeks.
You know, that's I bet they'd love to have you on a
USO
tour.
You go to Santorini
tour.
And I go to Hawthorne.
Why don't you do a USO tour? Drew Carey goes. Robin Williams is over right now.
They never ask me.
Would you go if they asked?
Yeah.
I'd pass your name along.
Yeah, it'd be great, me getting up there. And I know most of you are here because you didn't do too well in high school. But I'm not going to hold that against you. Thank Christ you're not in junior
well in
college. Now, most of you will be killed by friendly fire. Without it, further ado, let's get on with the show. Tim?
Yes.
You're 23?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I'm thinking about piercing my penis, and I was kind of curious on how it's going to affect anything.
Can I ask you first just why you want to do that?
It's just I'm
bored.
Five other piercings, and I just figured I would try that.
Why do people pierce themselves? Can I ask you? Do I ask you or do I ask him?
Usually, they're very defensive about it. But, of course, like with every human behavior, it has its source, its reason. And it's not just that they're bored or just that
there's
nothing else to do.
And a lot of times it's addictive, right? Because they keep doing more and more.
Addicts
like
tend
tattoos.
To do that because it does raise endorphin levels and does give kind of a thrill. But for the most part, it's people that have some kind of abuse. And it's a way of sort of taking command over that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing this to myself because I want to.
Right.
And
no one's doing this to me. Right. I'm in control of this.
But isn't the raised level of endorphins just that brief moment when you're getting the piercings and it's done?
But then still, it's a, you know, I'm
revisiting.
I'm acknowledging the night. Powerlessness is the thing that humans avoid more than anything else. Even when they've been caused to feel powerless at the hands of abusive experiences, they'll reenact those abusive experiences and try to regain power over them.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, Tim?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Ouch. Okay.
The powerless guy?
Well, I can't say that I'm powerless, but...
By me, you have the power to put a spear through your dork, but outside of that, how much power do you wield?
Ow.
I'm on my own.
Traumatic powerlessness, like somebody rendered where you feel like you're in danger. Somebody's beating
you. I guess let's put it this way. I mean, in any decision, whether it's a 14-year-old giving up her virginity to their 21-year-old boyfriend or Tim putting a spear through his penis, why don't you stop and think 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 3 years from now, am I going to regret not doing this or am I going to regret doing it? And then whatever the answer is what you should do. Hmm. I couldn't see yourself regretting not getting a piercing 5 years down the road.
But I think you're giving people too much credit in terms of the control they have over their emotional drives.
Oh, I know. No one's going to do anything. Yeah. I tell them. No one does anything you tell them to do either.
And I've asked girls a lot, too. It was kind of a rampant thing for a while that even a lot of models I've worked with got tattoos or they were getting piercings. I'm like, why are you guys getting tattoos? It seems to be so in, and then in 5, 10 years or when you're a grandma, you're going to be going, why the hell did I get that tattoo? But people can't stop. And girls are like, or they get their belly, everyone got their belly buttons pierced and they're like, well, I can take it out. I mean, that seems to be the reasoning. They want to do it, but then they're like, well, I can take it out. Like they know
that. It's kind of an omnipotence. I'm never going to get old. I'm never going to be a grandma. I'm never, you know.
You're right. It's those girls that just can't even see tomorrow.
Yeah, Drew used to think that. Now, look, see, gray hair, right?
Mess.
Grandparent,
he's sexy.
Grandparent.
Total mess.
Oh, look, he got some new frames. He thinks he's on top of the world with those new frames of his.
Please. I can put my frames on. Would you like that?
You got some glasses?
Mm-hmm. I can't. I'm nearsighted.
Put them on and put your hair up in the bun and then shake it
loose. I could do that. You got a pencil?
And pull the glasses off.
Oh, my God.
I have an erection.
Get some paper towels.
Put that in your hair to hold it up.
Hey, wasn't that our first caller?
Tim.
Four times in one night?
All right. Let's get close to taking a break here. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wait, all right. I'm gonna have to take off my headphones for a second.
I don't even want to do it on the air. No, this is just for me.
Hey, sorry, no wonder she thinks we're attractive. She can't freaking see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's the reality.
That's right. I should put the glasses on.
Oh, she's going to go vomit.
It's okay. I think we won her over with our personality.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm back. Hi.
Hey, yeah. You look like a secretary from a porn movie. That's great. That's a great look. Cleavage with the beautiful glasses and now do that.
Oh my
thing.
God, I can see you now. Wow,
sad,
maybe
right?
I should take them back off.
All right, baby.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, she's the hair now. Put your sleep back now.
Do the thing. Do the thing.
Wait, I just saw you staring at my breasts. I actually
I have stared at your breasts.
I don't know what
tonight.
Else is down there besides those.
No, I was not. I was looking down.
Like, no, you were looking down that far. I caught
you. I was not doing that. I was not doing that. Now, I've stared at your breast on a number of occasions tonight, but that was not the occasion. I think that was a
big fat lie, but that's okay.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I'm trying to take command of his eyes now.
I'm going to stare
there.
At this chick's boobs. Come on, do the thing. Do the thing where you whip the glasses off and shake the bun loose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. He's kind of sitting back in his seat. He's settling in. Drew, he's like, go ahead.
Hold on, so I'm going to touch her. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Clear out here.
I'm going to clear out. I don't want to get wet.
Don't you, she got some patience or something. You need to attend to. Close the door.
Can I get some more water, please, Drew?
Hey, Drew, turn the light down a little bit, too.
Anderson, can we get a little moon music?
Yeah. Come on, Anderson. What do you got? Play something good. Yeah.
Now I'm almost frozen from a little bit of fear right now.
All I need is the glass whip off sideways, shake the bun loose, and then bite on one of the arms of the glasses just a little bit. That's all I need. That's good. The lighting's good. The music's good.
What am I going to get out of this?
You're going to get a big, you're going to get, first off, you're going to love something called satisfaction. Secondly, you're going to get a nice hug. A nice, juicy hug. Come on, this is good. I'm going to plug the best damn sports show, period. Come on, just give the glass whip, give the bun flip, the glass whip, the bun flip, and the frame nibble.
Mm. And the kind of coy look from out of the corner of the eye.
Yeah, yeah,
all right, I'm going to have to take off my headset.
All right, do it. Go ahead.
So I'm losing the mood music in essence, but I can hear it in my head, right?
Right, I can hear it. All right, it's going.
I think I can turn it up in here like a little, a little ambiently. All right, go ahead. Yeah. Now nibble. That was great.
Did that work for you?
Yep. It worked. Is Drew coming?
Thank you.
Brian, give me some paper towels. Come on, get the lights up here. We got to take calls.
Bring the mop in.
Leanne Tweeden is our guest tonight. Best damn sports show, period. It's on all the time. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, love line, everybody. Leanne Tweeden is our guest tonight. Best damn sports show, period.
Sorry, I was crunching down on a fortune cookie.
Oh, that's all right.
Thanks, Anderson.
Anything else coming up besides that show?
You know, I'm actually working on a deal with the Outdoor Life Network to do a thing for them, and I'm going to live at Mount Everest for a month next year. Yeah, and do live remotes from they're doing this. It's a new show that's coming up where these different people are doing different physical challenges around the world. And it's going to end up where they're going to try to scale Mount Everest in May. That's usually the peak season that people try to actually make the summit. I'm not going to make the summit, too, but I think I'll be at base camp. So we're working on that today.
You're going to get raped by Sherpas.
Come on. Sherpas are kind people.
This is going to be horrible. This is going to be a horrible experience for you.
No, actually, I've read a lot about Mount Everest. My ex-boyfriend is a climber.
Whoa, with the ex-boyfriend.
Well, it's the first time I've ever mentioned an ex-boyfriend tonight. Come on.
Jeez, sounds
but
like...
He used to, but I know a lot about Everest, and it was actually one of my dreams to go there and to Nepal someday in my life, and then we got this to get paid incredible amounts of money and to do a television show and to have fun and to go to someplace I've always wanted to go. And you know how it is when you get to go someplace when you're doing it for, like, television, you get to see it.
I told you, I'm going down to Hawthorne for the Hepatitis C Foundation. And I'm telling you, a week from this Saturday.
You are comic relief, you know that?
I swear to Christ, the truth, I am doing it, though.
Wait, you really are going to Hawthorne for...
Yes.
Oh, okay, maybe that's not so funny.
You go to Tibet, you make base camp.
Woo! Nepal and Everest.
And Nepal and go to... I think it's Tibet. I think it's on the border.
It's on the border, but yeah, it's not... You actually go in through the Nepal way.
All right, wise ass. The point is we're both right.
Okay, so anyways.
We're both right. That's my point.
Let's heal some babies!
But I'm not going to
Yeah, you're not going to Hawthorne to hang out.
No, you're right.
With a bunch
even
of...
Even if you asked, I'd probably still say no.
Bunch of hip C victims.
Is Pamela going to be there?
Yes, Pamela is going to be there.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. She's got hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. I don't...
So why are you going down there? Because she's like the new poster girl. Why are you going? You're just lending your celebrity? Or?
I'm going down there because I was able to do a bit with the Hawthorne SWAT team for the man show, and I owe him a favor.
That's cool.
The mayor called me, and I said, you know what? You got to work that way. You helped us.
It's good karma.
Who's the mayor of Hawthorne?
His name's Larry something. Why? You think you know the guy?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, he does. Wears a pinky ring. Mexican does guy? A lot of coke.
No.
I don't know.
Hey. It's
an Italian guy. I think.
That's so funny. I'm just looking down now, and your coffee cup says VIP. Hence,
Lisa. I know.
Yes.
All coming together. You're 24. What's up?
I've been with this guy for 9 months, and when we got together, everything was like wonderful. And then I moved in with him, and then he just stopped having sex, period. Just nothing at all.
How old is he?
Now, he's 32. Actually, I'm a little older than 24. Yes.
I was going to say, your voice sounded a little older than 24.
How old are you?
I'll be 40 in November.
Okay.
That's coming. Right. Yeah. I was going to ask if you did a lot of speed. But
same here. And then
he said you're 40. And
you're a heroin addict.
Never have done heroin ever in life.
All right, no, I didn't. That wasn't me. That wasn't me tonight.
That
anyway.
Was definitely you.
Lisa, and he's how old? 32?
32.
And does he do drugs?
No, not at all.
Did you move in with him or did he move in with you?
Okay, here's the dealio. I'm a widow twice.
Hold on. Once you pass 30, you can't use the dealio anymore.
Okay, so we've got some.
Oh, yeah, I can. I
widow
was back
twice.
In dealio days.
What did your previous husband's die?
Zip it, you nag!
The first one, he died of a car accident.
One second.
And I had a child with him, and she was a month old when he died.
Uh-huh.
And then my second one, 2 years later after the first death, I was together with a man for 7 years, and he died in a shooting out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And
a drug deal gone bad?
Pardon?
A drug deal gone bad?
I don't know, because I wasn't around. I had moved back to Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry to hear about
those.
I kept
to myself pretty much because I didn't want to get involved with somebody to have them die on me again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've never had a drug problem. I've never had an alcoholic problem. I've taken care of my two kids. I work hard. And I met somebody that worked hard, too. And we got along really good. Then when I moved in with him after living in a spot for 8 years by myself, everything was fine and hunky-dory. And then it turns around in 2 months. He says it's because he works so much. Well, he works 5 days a week. I work 6 days a week.
But hold on a second. She keeps sort of skating past the beginning of the relationship. Did you get that? What the relationship, how long they went out?
What part do you think I skated?
What? How long did you date this guy before you moved in?
4 months.
4 months.
4 months. And what was the relationship like then? Were you just seeing each other every day?
It was awesome. It was, we'd seen each other every day. We'd go do things together.
Isn't that sort of fast?
4 months is really fast.
Yeah, to go from
now,
dating to living together.
Are your kids still kids? Are they young? Are they living with you as well?
I have a son that's 15 and my daughter's 20.
So do they both live with you or no?
No, just my son.
Okay.
And here's
my daughter's out on her own now.
Here's the thing. She have kids?
Does she? No. I take her to get Depo, so I'm not a grandma.
Oh, Lisa.
Good.
God bless you.
Yes,
good one.
God bless
you. She called me today and says, Mom, my ride won't come and get me. She's asleep. Can you come get me? I go, I'm on my way.
Good.
I don't want grandchildren.
That's right.
Good Lisa, your stock has gone up in our eyes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So wait a second. Okay.
You know what I think?
4 months, not long for 40. No. She's 40 years old.
Yeah.
She can know a guy for 4 months and move in. She's not 20. That's fine. Go ahead, Leanne.
I don't know. I just think, because she moved in with him, and I'm only saying it, you know, he's 32. He probably doesn't have children. And you're looking down there again.
I was looking at your ring, because it's like the size of a pager.
Sorry.
And it's got diamonds all over it.
Okay, so anyways, I'm sort of feeling like maybe...
Jesus
don't,
Christ.
Don't guys
what
get
do
overwhelmed
do
with children?
Stare at the ceiling all night long?
You can look at Drew. You look at him every night, I know, huh?
Yeah.
But Drew, don't you? I mean, I just feel like maybe guys get overwhelmed that don't have children, and then they get into a relationship with a woman who does have children, and it's
could
very
be.
Different.
And guys get funny when they move in with someone, and they get funny when they sort of get into their stride, their routine, when they're trying to impress.
It's always
with
different.
The newness, something called the Coolidge effect. Have I ever, Dan, have I ever told
or,
you?
Or like
Coolidge
the peacock effect, where they just spread all their feathers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and, you know.
No, it's.
You're talking about Coolidge from The White Shadow?
No, President Coolidge. From the turn of the century.
I don't know that name.
No, I don't.
There's a story where...
Coolidge from The White Shadow.
I'm going to make it very short, but...
I know the story, but it's a good one. So
I don't know it.
Here's the story. Okay. Apparently, the federal government maintained farms in the old days, and the president would review the farms once a year, and so they went out to review the farms, and Mrs. Coolidge went one direction with a, you know, entourage, and President Coolidge went the other.
And Drew, hold on. Don't power through it. I mean, make it...
All right. You critique me as I go here.
No, just go ahead.
So the president, the first lady, take off with their entourage to view the federal farms, and Mrs. Coolidge is being around by the farmer, and he gets to the hen coop, and he wants to show her his prize rooster. He holds it up. He's very proud to present the rooster, and he wanted to be sure to point out to her that this rooster was able to copulate 100 times a day, to which Mrs. Coolidge said, Mr. Farmer, please point that out to the president. So now the president comes along. Now the farmer is not quite as sort of proud, he's sort of coy about it, and he holds up the rooster and says, Mr. President, the First Lady asked me to please point out to you this is our prize rooster, and he copulates at least 100 times a day. And to which the President said, 100 times a day? With the same chicken? No, with 100 different chickens. And to which the President said, please tell Mrs. Coolidge about that piece of the story.
Right.
That's right.
Ba-dum-bunch.
That's right.
Do you think humans are supposed to be monogamous?
We're healthier when we do, but there's still the testosterone creates a need for diversity,
and, right.
and it
That's
just,
what
it
I
just
was
does.
Asking.
And once you hit our age, the testosterone levels are so low.
So if you make it to this point with a woman, she's pretty safe from here on out.
Yeah, she's
we're manageable.
She's
what we're saying. Yeah, we could both be.
So about what age?
Monogamous.
35, 40?
35, it starts getting easier.
Yeah.
And men and women are never further apart than, like, in their late teens and 20s.
Right.
Biologically. And then in their late 30s, early 40s, they kind of cross.
Crisscross, yeah.
And then guys want to cuddle after that.
Yeah, but don't you, I mean, the guy that I'm dating now actually is very...
You can talk to him.
So this guy, he's really sweet, and he seems older than he is. He's 28, so... But he's kind of one of those guys, I'm like, wow, you're not the normal guy. He likes to cuddle, he loves, you know, I don't know. He's just not your typical 28-year-old.
That's good.
But yeah.
That's
fine. But, I mean, guys can be that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, we'll let you back
down.
A 20-year-old should still also be sort of...
No, okay. I'm not saying he's not, but I mean, he's everything else as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is, you know, rare.
He's 28 and he doesn't like the cuddle?
No, he does. Believe me, he's very much a man in every other respect, but then he also is very, he listens, is very respectful and very kind.
He likes to take a me day every once in a while. Go out and just put a coat of wax on the Miata. Squeegee the shower drawer. Oh, compensation right there.
No, he likes to take me on it, too.
Yeah, all right. Come on, man.
Is he always this lively?
No.
I love it.
No, you've put a fire in his belly.
Or under his ass, one of them.
Put something in his belly, and he's going to put something in the toilet later that may have gotten on his belly, except for him standing up.
I'm over here drooling
crazy.
Over myself.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, Drew's doing great.
Good. How are you?
Look at him. He's a new woman. Oh, yeah. You're 18. You get furious when your husband looks at women. You're 18. You're married, huh?
Wow.
How old's your husband?
He's 21.
How long have you been married?
Since January the 8th. This year.
Were you pregnant? Did you have a kid?
No. We got pregnant like a few months after we were married.
All right. Mm. Already trouble. Yeah. But... he looks at magazines of with naked women in it. You don't like it.
No, not necessarily. See, the thing is, he looks at my Cosmo magazines while he's on the toilet, and I get so mad. And it's like there's too much skin, you know. And it's like I don't know.
We're sort of
God forbid he looks at Maxim or something. Or
yeah, we're sort of bewildered by the whole Cosmo.
Well, see, I don't know. It's like he wants to get like a FHM or a Maxim or something like that. But it's like I look in those magazines at the store, and there's just like so many half-naked women.
Mm-hmm. And I've been in both.
Blood boil, you know what I mean?
Right.
All right, hold on a second.
All right, hang on. All right.
I used to be jealous like that when I was younger.
All right, we'll talk about
that. I thought she was going to say, like, swank or jugs or something.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
I know, and she's saying Cosmo, and Cosmo is very conservative. They don't even have pictures anymore. It's, like, mostly articles.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we're going to yell at Jennifer for a while, and then Troy and Leanne can finish their love affair.
Oh, you're very hurt.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what? Just whatever. Just whatever.
What did she say?
Just whatever.
You're taking it out on me. It's a conversation.
No, I mean, you guys. Just,
no, Adam.
Drew, you get in your BMW, get on your Harley, and you just drive out of here.
I have a big
get on your Harley.
Man, so what you said.
Get in your Harley.
What you said about the Harley.
Precious Harley.
About the Harley with your boyfriend.
Precious Harley with your boyfriend and just ride on out of town. That's all right. I'll stay behind with the men. Take that Harley up to Mount Everest, all right?
He's a Marine. He's pretty much a man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Don't ask. Don't tell. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. And it's the name of the show. Leanne Tweeden is our guest tonight. Yeah.
I love
Drew. Drew. This close to dropping trout, brother. This close. Yeah. 50,000 watt flamethrower, but
does Incubus make him drop trow?
No, it's just doing
drop trow.
This is his imitation of bad radio.
That's
unlike what he normally does.
We do
pretty good imitation, don't we? Every night.
Yeah, we do lethargic radio, but at least no one accuses us of trying. Yeah.
You guys have been pretty energetic tonight, though. I must admit.
Well, you've been.
Is that clock right?
Yeah.
It's almost done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am so bummed. I can't believe how fast this time went.
I know. It's rough.
Will you guys have me back sometime?
Yeah.
Like, I swear 2 hours went by fast.
I think you have to break up with the Marine, though.
I'll meet you back here in the studio in about 2 hours.
Huh?
After a couple of showers?
Yeah, because we do a, I gotta give myself a good loofah and a good SOS.
And a good snake.
And I'm gonna have to put it on a stick and really, really give myself a good cleanup. But we do it, we tape, we usually tape tomorrow night's show about
2 a.m.
About 2 a.m. out here, 2 to 4.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Special knock. I'll teach it to you. I'll let you right in.
BS in there.
Don't worry about it. It'll be pretty dark in here. Just head on in. Head on in.
And Drew will just be sitting in the corner.
Drew won't be here. I mean, yeah, that'll be Drew. Drew will have be like a stuffed pillow leaning against a chair.
It'd be like E.T., remember when he was in the closet?
Yeah, glasses. Drew's glasses on there and a mop for hair. Jennifer?
Mm.
All right, so 18, been married since
married.
January.
Yeah.
And when your husband looks at pictures of other women, that upsets you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, see, the thing that, I don't know, about a month ago, I was 5.5 months pregnant, and I went into preterm labor and lost the baby.
Mm.
But I gained a significant amount of weight from the pregnancy.
All right, so that's, you're still feeling sort of unsure of
yourself. Vulnerable.
See, it's like when he first met me, I was 6'1" and 150 pounds.
Now you're 5'4", 220?
No, now I'm 6'1" and 190 pounds.
Still
so
fat, though, right?
But, Jennifer, so you're feeling sort of as though you're not attractive because of the weight. Like, it's understandable. Your husband loves you. Look, it's all right.
Look, Jennifer. Here's why you're not supposed to get married at 18, because you got a ton of these retarded feelings that you haven't sorted out yet, and you live on top of a person in a one-bedroom cramp hole, and you voice these feelings on the person, drive them away from you. Like, the guy can look at your Cosmo or your Vogue that's lying around the house without you feeling threatened, can he?
Leanne said she felt threatened when she was younger.
I did when I was younger, and you know, my very first boyfriend told me, he goes, you know what, honey? He goes, they're in a magazine. You're here. It's different, and as I look at it now and try to reason, there's a lot of beautiful people in this world. What do you think, your guy's living in blinders and doesn't see beautiful people on the street? I mean, it's human nature
but it's also, women need to understand how incredibly different the male system is.
Yes,
and men they can't control it. It's a biological feature.
And I'm sure she's not going to tell us. She doesn't look at a hot guy on the street
But guys are constantly sort of surveying and looking. Doesn't mean anything about intent or desire.
Right.
That's just part of what they need. They just look.
Plus, here's the other thing, too, that I got to tell a lot of women. That schlub of a man you got ain't getting laid by any hot chicks anyway. I love the fact that women think just because I marry the guy or I'm with the guy, now he could get whatever model he wants. Ridiculous. It ain't going to happen. I mean, the guy works at, he's night manager at a Chief Auto Parts.
Right.
He drives a 68 Chevelle with a lot of Bondo on the front fender, and you're the only one who likes him. That's really the way you need to look at it.
Mm.
Not he could have any woman he wants, and I'm jealous. He can't have anybody. That's why he married you at 21, and you're the only one who'll tolerate him or like him. That's real security. No one else will have him. Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
No one else is going to have your man.
Well, see, he's very good looking.
That's what you think.
No, he is.
That's right.
He's gorgeous.
All right, but Leanne is a hot chick, and she wouldn't do anything with him.
Well.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think, how old is he, 21?
Yeah.
What kind of car does he drive?
He doesn't. I drive.
He doesn't have a car.
Hold on. She needs to change
her panties.
I drive the car.
Yeah, you drive. Why can't...
It's a little 89 Acura.
And why doesn't he drive?
He don't have his license.
He no license. 21, where does he work?
I don't want to say because he's probably...
What kind of place?
He's in the military.
Ooh. Uh-oh. You just turned the corner. All right, and he's like a private or something?
No.
What's he do?
I don't want to say. He's probably listed.
21-year-old general with no license?
No, he's a petty officer.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
All right. All right, baby. Good times.
All right.
Okay, he makes $872 a month?
Please.
How much does he make?
Almost $700 a paycheck. And he gets paid the first and the 15th of every month.
$1,400 a month.
All right, he makes $1,400 a month. He doesn't have a driver's license.
Right.
He's in the military.
Well, I mean, he says it's like a...
Do you understand? Like, if they have... You know those bachelor auctions they have? He ain't going for that much. That's all I'm saying. I know it sounds insulting, but it'll put your mind at ease. He's going to have difficulty getting laid. All these Vogue models he's looking at? No way.
You know what they like? They like Middle Eastern guys in their 50s who feed them coke. So unless he's one of those guys, he's fine.
They love jewelry and money.
Right, they love jewelry and money. And Harleys. Oh, do they love them Harleys. Hell, this climb on the back of the Harley. I love
Somebody
those.
Somebody is so jealous, Drew.
Oh, my God.
Jealousy is such an unattractive trait.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We've got only a few minutes to close this out, Adam.
They don't like relax, cool, buddy. Secure guys.
He was doing so well in the beginning.
Buddy, relax.
Dug a hole.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, man. But your Mini Cooper wasn't the General Lee, so I don't want to talk to you.
It's cool. Dave?
Yo.
You're 33?
Yeah.
You lost a nut skateboarding?
Yeah, about 1985.
That's cool.
What's the question?
Over the years, recently I've been noticing that my confidence with conversing with women or, like, starting a relationship or relationships has been kind of difficult for me.
Because you're blaming it on one testicle?
Well, I'm not really, like, blaming it, but I mean, it's part of my own, I don't know, psychosis or whatever, you know, whatever you might call it.
What, that someone's going to discover that you only have one testicle?
You know how that thing goes, like, you know, having the balls to do something? Well,
no, I don't buy
I
it.
Having that
I don't buy it.
Singular, not plural BS, you know?
Honey, I say it when I need to do something, I need to have the balls to do it.
We don't have time for
yeah.
that. Sorry.
Hey, Dave, I don't buy the call.
Well,
yeah.
I
really don't buy it with the sigh.
Well, maybe it's my own self-confidence that's doing it. I mean, I hate to sound pathetic and,
all right.
you know, whatever.
Okay,
but.
Okay. I'm not believing you, but here's the deal.
Yo.
There's no magic answer to self-confidence. I mean, you got to work on your career.
Right.
You got to go to the gym. You got to do things that are tough. You got to challenge yourself. You can't just buy a Harley and be a poser. You gotta actually
like
challenge yourself. Just ballless facts. Just kill yourselves. My Harley was given to me.
All right,
we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Good. I want to know who they are.
What, this band?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is good.
Anderson. Red Hot. Chili Pepper.
Oh, no wonder. I like.
Leanne tweeting, everybody. Best damn sports show, period. Foxnet.
Tears are running down my eyes now. I don't want to say it. Don't say it.
Yeah.
We've come to the end.
We'll come to the end, but...
Good night.
It could be the beginning for you two, though.
It could be.
It's been a little bit rocky. There's been some on again, off again.
Like any relationship has its peaks and its valleys.
Well, you're sort of feeling each other out at the beginning here.
Mm. Right. Right. How'd you know where my foot was?
Literally?
I just guessed.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little extendo 22-hour break here. I want to thank Leanne Tweeden for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
See you soon. You come back anytime.
Thank you.
You go.
Anytime one of you guys are here alone, just call me up. I'll come.
All right. In. Like I said, about 3 hours. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I think she's one of those chicks that, like, just makes guys feel good,
right,
you know?
Yep.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.